Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Friday. Here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
The Kenai City Council accepted and appropriated a grant from the Alaska Department of Health and Social Services for community funding to improve efforts to increase access to COVID-19 testing and vaccinations through a vaccination program. The city was approved for funding up to $326,985 to support its efforts to increase access to COVID-19 vaccinations on the peninsula. And by accepting the grant, the city would agree to expand capacity for the vaccine administration through mobile vaccination clinics. It also would support vaccination communication and education efforts and purchase supplies and equipment for the vaccine administration. Kenai Fire Chief Tony Pryor said,
"The state is trying to get the opportunity for people to be vaccinated or testing or anything that has to do with the COVID out in any public, any community in Alaska. So it was based on the population of each community. So ours, as you may have seen, we were able to get just under 327,000 based on our population. And so we worked with the group that put this together with the state and kind of tried to figure out with the borough, with the city of Soldotna Professional Pharmacy, and the kind of the groups that were already kind of performing a lot of the testing and the vaccinations within all of the central peninsula here, and how we could go about getting this out. And it's really there for the people that didn't have access to the mass clinics that we were doing. And so we tried to figure out where our lane, so to speak, could be for the city and for our fire department, what we could do.
Additionally, Pryor said,
"It takes care of the personnel time, whether it's straight time, overtime. It's all reimbursable expenses. And so the state still has cash of the supplies, so we can submit in to get them. But if we happen to purchase some of them, we can submit in and it's all reimbursed."
The ordinance was enacted by council after a motion for introduction, motion for second reading, and motion for adoption passed. Celebration of a four-day dance and cultural event billed as the largest gathering of Alaska Natives in Southeast Alaska will return next year as an in-person event after widespread immunizations in the nation's largest state, according to what organizers have said on Thursday. Sea Alaska Heritage Institute says the event celebrating Tlingit, Haida, and Tsimshian cultures will be held in Juneau from June 8th through 11th, 2022. The Institute's board of directors decided to return to in-person events after the release of coronavirus vaccines, widespread immunizations, and the confidence of staff that life will be back to normal next year, according to the Institute's president. The biennial event was held virtually in 2020. Another event planned for this year was scrapped in January. Rosita Worrell, Institute president, said in a statement that we canceled the in-person event because we had to protect our people. We look forward to reuniting in 2022 and celebrating our cultural survival. We survived this pandemic. We are still here, unquote. The theme for the event next year will be celebrating 10,000 years of cultural survival. The event, first held in 1982, draws thousands of people to Alaska's capital city, including 2,000 dancers. Many of those attending dress in the traditional regalia of clans throughout Southeast Alaska and the Pacific Northwest. Associated events include a Native fashion show, a juried art show, art market, Native food contests, lectures, and a parade through downtown Juneau.
This has been This Week on the Kenai, on the One, KSRM. You can find these top stories and much more news at RadioKenai.com.